请大家打开罗马书第七章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter 7.
我们在讲解罗马书已经来到第七章了。
And in our study of the book of Romans, we've come to chapter 7 today.
我们来教会就是要听主的话。
And we come to church every Sunday to listen to the word of God.
所以我们来教会的时候是要听主的话，所以我们就跟主大家讲主的话。
Because we're here to listen to God's word, we will open the Lord's word to you.
所以我们已经每一周来的都是一章一节的来讲解主的话。
And what we do here each week is verse by verse and chapter by chapter, open God's word.
所以今天我们来到第七章，我们要从第一节读到第六节。
Today we'll be reading in chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 6.
罗马书第七章第一节说，弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得律法管人的时候是活着的时候吗？就如女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着，这律法约束就被律法约束。丈夫若死了，就脱离了丈夫的律法。所以丈夫活着，他若归于别人，便叫淫妇；丈夫若死了，他脱离丈夫的律法，虽然归于别人，也不是淫妇。我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们是借着基督的身体在律法上也是死的，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活叫我们结果子的神。因为我们是属于肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们的这个肢体中发动，以致结成了死亡的果子。但我们既然在捆绑我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新鲜，而不是按着义文的旧样。
Romans 7 verse 1. Or do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives. For a married woman is bound by law to her husband while he lives, but if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage.Accordingly, she will be called an adulteress if she lives with another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, and if she marries another man, she is not an adulteress. Likewise, my brothers, you also have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our members,to bear fruit for death. But now, we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code.
所以这段圣经是告诉我们基督徒已经脱离了律法。
This passage tells us that Christians have been released from the law.
你看我们的今天的经文。
If you look at today's passage,
他说岂不晓得律法管人的时候是活着的吗？
It says that, or do you not know, brothers, for I'm speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives.
所以他说我们在律法死了之后，这个律法就是 not binding, 是不能够管我们。
And then he says that when it dies, when we die, that law is no longer binding on us.
所以基督徒律法不能够管基督徒呢？
So, can the law control Christians?
当然我们在讲这个话题的时候，很多人背后有很多包袱 baggage.
And as we approach this subject, we know that a lot of people come to this with a lot of baggage.
但是我们要读神的话的时候呢，要仔细看经文怎么说。
But when we study God's word, what we need to focus on is what God says.
他说，你们岂不晓得管律法管人是活着呢？那么我们如果死了，如果你看这个第六节说，我们在捆绑我们的律法上已经死了，所以律法能够管基督徒吗？答案是不能。
If you look at verse 6, it says that now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive. So can the law hold Christians captive? The answer is no.
很多人就很难接受，到底律法怎么可以不管基督徒呢？我们要看经文是不是这么说。
And a lot of people, that might sit not well with a lot of people, and we might say, how can we not be under the law? But let's look at what the Bible says.
第二节他说，就如他用这个例子来指来形容，就是一个女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着的，律法是约束的。
In verse 2, it says, For a married woman is bound by the law to her husband while he lives.
那么丈夫如果死了，她就脱离了丈夫的律法。
And if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage.
所以如果她把 女人形容是基督徒，如果基督徒丈夫形容是法律律法，那么丈女人如果丈夫死了之后呢？所以她律法能不能够约束这个基督徒呢？答案是不能。
So what he does here is he uses marriage or the married woman as an illustration of the Christian who is bound by the law who is her husband. And when he dies, can that law still be binding on her? It cannot.
所以我们在这里就讲到这个主题就是律法是不是应该管理基督徒呢？或者基督徒是不是按在律法底下？
So the question we ask ourselves today, are Christians bound by the law?Or are Christians free?
让我们复习一下。
Let us recap a bit.
第六章罗马书第六章是在讲说第六章第二节，他说，难我们基督徒呢，在罪上死了的人，是不是可以在罪中活着呢
？In chapter 6 verse 2, Paul asks the question, How can we who died to sin still live in it?
他说我们在罪上已经死了。
And he tells us that we've died to sin.
但是在第七章他是。是在罪上死了，但是第七章他是在律法上死了。你看第七章第六节，他说：“但我们既然在捆绑我们的律法上死了，如今就脱离了律法。”
So in chapter 6 verse 2 he tells us that we've died to sin. In this chapter verse 6 he tells us, but now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive. We've died to the law.
所以在第六章是讲到我们在恩典之下，那么第七章的重点呢是在讲律法，我们不在律法底下。
In chapter 6 it tells us that we are under grace. In chapter 7 he tells us that we are no longer under the law.
所以如果我们来仔细想一想，律法呢在罗马书三章二十节就告诉我们，凡有血气的没有一个人因行律法在神面前称义，因为律法是叫人知罪。
Now, if you remember Romans 3:20, it says, For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin.
而且罗马书六章十四节，刚才我们所读的经文里面也给我们看到说，罪必不做你们的主，所以我们不在律，在这个罪底下。既然不在罪底下，也不在律法之上，因为不在律法之下，乃是在恩典底下。
Romans 6:14, For sin will have no dominion over you, and if we are no longer under sin,He also goes on to say, we are no longer under law, but under grace.
所以在这段圣经里面其实很简单，这段圣经很简单给我们看见。第一呢，我们看到那个原则是什么呢？是基督徒不在律法底下。
So today's passage is fairly straightforward. Our first point is the legal principle, and that means that Christians are no longer under the law.
因为刚才我们已经读到第一节，弟兄们，我们现在对律法明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得律法是管人是活着的？那么就如好像妇人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着的，就受律法的约束。如果丈夫如果死了呢，他就脱离丈夫的律法。所以基督徒已经脱离律法的管制跟约束。
And we had read just now in the start of chapter 7, Or do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only as long as he lives.For a married woman is bound by the law to her husband while he lives, but if her husband dies, she's released from that law of marriage. No longer is the Christian bound by this law.
所以这个很简单，圣经很明显告诉基督徒不受律法的限制。
The Bible is very clear that we are no longer under the standard of the law.
然后呢，他用一个例子，这个是用婚姻的例子。
And then he gives us an illustration, which is a marriage illustration.
丈夫跟妻子的婚姻。
It is between a marriage between a man.
如果一个丈夫活着，他就受丈夫的管辖，他不可以嫁给别人。
If a woman's husband is still alive, she is under her husband's rule and she cannot marry someone else.
那么如果她嫁给别人，她又跟别人有发生有这个婚外情，那个叫做犯罪，那个叫奸淫。
And if she has any relations outside of that marriage with someone else, then she will be called an adulteress.
但是如果丈夫死了之后呢，她如果再嫁另外一个人，那个不叫犯罪，因为她那个律法就没有办法控制她。
But if her husband dies, then she is not an adulteress if she goes into another relationship because that law no longer is binding on her.
所以这个呢，我们看这段圣经实在是很简单，很简单的意思说，基督徒不在律法底下。
So on face value, this is a very simple passage, and its main point is that the Christian is no longer bound by the law.
因为这里很清楚地告诉我们很多次他我们是脱离了律法。
Because many times here it tells us that we have been released from it.
但是我们要问一个问题，我们今天在基督教里面呢，在教会里面呢，常常提这个基督徒是不是应该守旧约的律法呢？
But the question that we want to ask ourselves today is, should Christians keep the law of Moses?
啊，所以这个问题是我们常常要问的。很多人说律法，我们是基督徒，我们是在律法底下，律法是神的话，所以律法一点律法都不能废弃，我们必须要遵守。
And we're told very often in churches that we need to keep the law of the Bible, and the Bible, the word itself says that not one jot or tittle will pass away.
但是今天我们读的经文已经很明显告诉我们，我们在律法上死了。
But today's passage is clear that we have died to the law.
你看第七章第四节说，在律法上我们也是死的。
Romans 7:4 is very clear that you also have died to the law.
那么不但是在律法上死了，我们脱离了律法，脱离就是他我们完全跟律法脱节了嘛。他说在第七章第六节，脱离律法就在他说现今已经脱离了律法。
And in another in Romans 7:6, it also tells us that we are released from the law.
啊，不但是讲我们是脱离了律法，他还说我们不在律法底下。
He also says that we are not under law.
六章第十四节，他说你们不在律法底下，乃是在恩典底下。
Not under law, but under grace.
所以这边已经看到我们的确是在律法上死了，也脱离了这个律法。
So it's clear to us that one, we've died to the law. Two, we've been released from the law.
而且呢，我们不在律法底下。
And we are not under the law anymore.
但是如果我们看第六章呢，我们也发现同样的这个模式 pattern。
And if we look at at chapter 6, we also see a similar pattern.
他说第六章第二节说，他说我们在罪上死了，我们在不但是在律法上死了，我们罪上也死了。
It says that we have died to sin. So we're not only dead to the law, but we're dead to sin.
而且呢，我们不但是脱离律法，我们也是脱离罪。第六章第七节，因为你已经死了，是脱离了罪。
We've not just been set free from the law. Chapter 6 tells us we've been set free from sin.
啊，所以不但是这样呢，六章九节也在讲说，我们这不但是脱离了罪，也做不能够做我们的主。
Moreover, chapter 6 verse 9 tells us that death no longer has dominion over us.
所以我们在这个第七章第六章我们做一个比较，我们就会发现第七章说在律法上死了，脱离了律法，不在律法底下。
Now if we do a side by side comparison of these two chapters, chapter 7 says died to the law, released from the law and not under law.
那么第六章呢，他说在罪上死了，那么罪上脱离了罪，而且呢我们不再做他罪，不再做我们的主。
And chapter 6 tells us we are dead to sin, we've been released from sin, and sin no longer has dominion over us.
所以我们看到圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，律法不能够管制约束我们。
And so it is clear to us from the Bible that the law is no longer binding on a Christian.
所以在这边是不是指罗马书这么讲，还是整本圣经也这么讲呢？
Is it only then just in Romans that tells us this, or does the whole Bible tell us this?
我们在碰到这个问题的时候，我们很不自然。
There's a certain awkwardness as we approach this subject.
因为我们很爱神的话，我们很爱神的律法。
Because we love God's word and we love God's law.
圣经也是要这样教导，我们要爱神的话，爱神的律法。
And indeed, the Bible does tell us that we need to love the Lord and His word.
但是这边又告诉我们脱离了律法，在律法上死了，是什么意思呢？
Yet over here it tells us that we're dead to the law and we've been released from the law. What does that mean?
我们应该怎么样来看律法呢？
How should we view the law?
现在我们在神的计划里面怎么样看基督徒与律法的关系？
And under God's plan, how do we see the relationship between the Christian and the law?
让我们来看其他的经文。
Let's take a look at some other passages.
看这些经文也是不是有相同的教导。
And we'll see if there are similar teachings.
其实其他的经文，特别在以弗所书二章十五节也提到说，律法上已经被废除了。
We see in Ephesians 2:15 that the law of commandments have been abolished.
所以这个字眼很刺眼，我们怎么会这么讲？但是是不是圣经的话呢？是的，我们看以弗所书二章十五节，他说，而且以自己就是耶稣基督以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是记在律法上的规条，为两下 为要将两下借着他自己造成的一个新人，如此便成为了和睦。
And this may make some of us feel uncomfortable, but Ephesians 2:15 tells us clearly that by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two.
所以圣经里面讲到那个律法被废掉了。
It tells us, Bible says that the law has been abolished.
那么不但是这样呢，在以希伯来书里面讲到说，那个律法呢是变成我们华文圣经翻译成衰，渐渐衰老，或者我们翻译成obsolete， 就是没有用。所以在以希伯来书八章十三节说，既然说新约就有旧约，那渐旧渐衰的就必快无有了。
The Bible goes further by using the word to obsolete to describe the law. In Hebrews 8:13, it says, in speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete.
所以你看到他有个这个律法在神的计划里面，先有这个律法，但是这个律法将来会成为 obsolete 或者成为没有作用。
And so we see that in God's plan, God had instituted the laws, but that plan also was to make that law obsolete one day.
不但是 obsolete， 就是变成衰退、衰老之后呢，它同时归于无有。最后也这个希伯来书八章十三节的后半，归于无有就是没有作用了。
Not only was it meant to become weak and obsolete, in Hebrews 8:13 it goes on to say that it is going to vanish away.
这些都是圣经的经文。
And all this is from the Bible.
所以我要用很多经文给你看，圣经怎么样看这个观念。
And I want you to see in all these various verses in the Bible how we should see the law.
那么我们看这个希伯来书七章十九节也是这么讲的，他说律法原来一无所成。
Hebrews 7:19 says, "For the law made nothing perfect."
啊，为什么？老师，意思说律法不能够成就。不能使什么东西成就呢？它是不能够使人成圣。
What he's saying is that the law wasn't able to bring man into salvation.
啊，因为那个律法呢，只是叫人知罪，就是这么多。律法只能够引导人去归信，引导到耶稣的十字架。但是律法就不能够使一个人称义。
The law was meant to highlight and point to the sin of man, and then direct that man to God.It was not able to save man.
所以律法有它的功用，但是律法的功用是有限制的。
So the law had its purpose, but that purpose was limited.
啊，但是它引我们到更美的指望，因为律法只是指出我们的软弱、我们的缺乏。那么更美的指望是什么呢？就是耶稣基督使我们来到神的面前。
The law pointed out our sin in order that we would look towards a more glorious hope.And that was God's grace.
那么同时呢，在希伯来书八章六到七节也是怎么讲的？说前面的约就是指到律法呢是有瑕疵，瑕疵的意思是它不能完全完成神的旨意。
In Hebrews 8:6, it tells us that if that first covenant had been faultless,
意思是说后面必须要还有另外一些东西来成就它。所以我们看第八章第六节，他说如今耶稣所得的。自认是更美的，正如他有更美之约的中保，这约原是任凭更美之应许的。那前夜若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
So in this verse it says, but as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediates is better.
所以有瑕疵是什么意思呢？瑕疵就是说它不能够使人称义。
That when it's not complete or it's not perfect, that means it cannot complete a person, it cannot save a person.
所以加拉太书三章十一节说，没有人能够靠着律法称义。
And that's why in Galatians it says that no one can be righteous, that it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law.
所以我们才看到这个罗马书不断的强调说这个。旧约的律法呢，是没有人能够因为行义在神面前，在这个行律法在神面前称义。
And so Romans is very clear, and it continues to tell us that before the law, there is no way anyone can be righteous based on the law.
所以我们看到一件事情，就是我们常常讲说，基督徒跟律法之间，有很多人说我们很难放弃，说律法呢应该管制着基督徒。
And that's why a lot of people say it is very difficult for us to let the law go, and that the law should be controlling a Christian.
我们知道，我们也明白，我们体会。
Of course, we understand that.
但是圣经里怎么说？
But what does the Bible say?
是不是基督徒仍旧要守律法呢？
Does the Christian have to follow the law?
很多人就说不是的，我们不用守所有的律法，我们只是守十诫。
So some people say that no, we don't have to follow all the laws. We follow the Ten Commandments.
所以他把十诫分成这个把神的律法分成三种。
And so they categorize God's law into three categories.
意思说他有一种道德的律法、民事的律法跟礼仪的律法。
And those categories are the moral law, the civil law, and the ceremonial law.
但是如果你仔细想起来呢，到底圣经里面有这样分吗？
But if you think about it clearly, does the Bible offer these categories?
很多人说，我们说我们只守十诫，我们不守其他，我们不守民事，我们不守礼仪的律法。
And some people say, no, we'll only keep the Ten Commandments. We won't follow the ceremonial law and the civil law.
那么那个安息日呢？
What about the Sabbath?
哦，我们安息日不在主日了，我们在星期六。不在星期六，现在换成主日。
Oh, then you say, no, our Sabbath is no longer on Saturday. We've changed it to Sunday.
像你是谁，你就把它这个改过来。你这样改法，你已经把旧这个十诫也改了，你也没有守全十诫。
But who are you to change the Ten Commandments?That you've moved the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday.
所以我们要注意看，在圣经里面，其实整本圣经里面，这个旧约的这个法利赛人呢，把所有旧约的这个律法归纳起来有613条。
And so if we look at all of the laws of the Old Testament and add them up together, we see that there are 613.
法利赛人把他这个 Pharisees 把它加起来呢，有613条。
The Pharisees, when they add them together, they have 613.
但是现代的这个现在的神学家说，只有三种，这个道德、民事跟礼仪。
But some theologians today say, no, there are just three types: moral, civil, ceremonial.
那个是后来的人讲的。
That was what people who came much later said.
在犹太人的心里面呢，只有律法只有一个，就是整个完整性。
In the eyes of the Jew, there was just one law.
你看到雅各书这么讲，他说，凡遵守全律法的，只要一条跌倒，就犯了重条。
In James it says, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he has become guilty of all.
所以在犹太人来讲，律法呢是整个的，不是分开的。
And so in the eyes of a Jew, that law is a singular law. It cannot be divided.
你要守就守全部，你不能够守我守一部分不守一部分，只要犯一条就犯了重条。
And if you want to follow the law, you follow all of the laws. And if you fail just one, you fail them all.
所以不能够分成这个是十诫，这个是这个道德，这个民事跟礼仪，没有这样分，这是后来的人分。犹太人心里面呢，就是全部叫做律法，你不可以选择性来遵守。
There is no way to split up the laws, and as far as the Jew was concerned, it was a single law.
所以在基督徒应该守律法这个问题上呢，我们要注意到一个重要的观点呢，就是律法是单一性的。
And so as Christians, as we approach the law, we need to understand that one, there is a unity of the law of Moses.
你要守就守全部，要不然全部都不守。
If you want to follow them, you follow them all or not at all.
第二呢，让我们来看看。在思想基督徒要不要守律法的时候，我让我们思想这个律法的功用，其实我们都知道的。
Next thing we need to consider is the function of the law, which actually most of us will know.
因为我们已经讲过很多遍了。
Because we've said this many times.
律法的功用是什么呢？这个律法是叫人知罪。
What's the point of the law? The law is
reveal sin.
Is to reveal sin.
是让罪能够明显出来 ，to make known.
It is to make known sin.
所以律法的功用是要让罪，让我们知道罪就是罪。没有律法，我们就不没有罪；有律法，我就知道什么违背律法就是罪。
And because we have the law, we now know what is sin. We now know what is contravening the law.
所以这罗马书三章二十节上说，律法本是叫人知罪。
And so Romans 3:20 tells us that, through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
所以呢，第一，这个律法是的单一性；第二呢，这个律法的功用是叫人知罪；第三呢，律法的目的是什么呢？
So we see the unity of the law of Moses. We see the function of the law, which is to point out sin. And number three, it is the purpose. What is the purpose of the law?
那个律法的这个目的呢，是要引我们到耶稣基督的面前。
The point of the law is to point us to Christ.
那么我们看这个加拉太书三章二十三节，那边讲到说，但这是因信 Galatians
3:23 says, "Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian."
所以律法是做什么呢？律法是把我们看守，当把我们看守在这个律法底下，是训蒙的师傅。但是如果主耶稣来的时候呢，他是让我们看到律法，让我们看到我们没有办法称义，需要恩典。当主耶稣来的时候，我们就注重在主耶稣，而不是注重在律法。This
law was our captor. This law was our guardian, and it was keeping us such that it would point us to our inadequacy. And when Christ comes, it will point us to that greater hope.
所以律法呢，给我们看到我们每一个人呢。 都犯了罪，都亏欠了神的荣耀。我们每一个人都没有办法称义。
The law shows us that there's no way we can be counted righteous.
所以罗马书一开始的时候说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。And
that's why the book of Romans opens with "Everyone has fallen short of the glory of God."
而且我们在亚当里都死了，没有一个人能够称义。
Those of us who are in Adam are all dead. There's no way we can be righteous.
所以罪的功用呢，是告诉我们没有办法得救。
Sin is there to tell us that there is no way, there's no hope for you.
所以这个律法呢，是预备我们知道呢，原来我们很软弱，我们需要神主耶稣的救恩。The
law shows us that we are indeed weak, and therefore we need God.
很多时候我们教孩子。Very
often we teach our children.
不要这个，不要这个，不要这个。
Don't do this, don't do that.
我们给他很多的律法。
We've given them so many laws.
所以我常常问父母亲，你们给孩子律法之后呢，你认为他们能够遵行律法吗？
So I ask parents, after you've given your kids so many laws, do you think they can fulfill those laws?
很多的父母以为他的孩子一定会遵守律法的。
A lot of parents think, yes, my children will definitely keep laws.
但是如果你真实的面对自己的时候，你知道没有一个孩子可以遵守律法。
But if you're honest with yourself, you will know that no child can keep any of those laws.
就算这里任何一个人，你愿意，你真是认真对待自己，你去遵守神的律法，你这个我要遵守，我刻意去遵守，我可以告诉你，你遵守不到。And
if any of you here are genuine about wanting to follow God's law to the T, let me tell you, you will try and you will fail.
我真的是盼望你真的去认真去执行，你会发现你完全做不到。
And I hope you try, and really genuinely try, and you will come to the point where you will see that there is no way you can do it.
所以当你看到你不能够做之后，怎么办呢？ 你说，主啊，求你救我。
At that point, what do you do? You say, God, save me.
所以我在教这个教养儿童的时候呢，教了这个 parenting 的 classes 的时候呢，就是告诉你。 你跟他孩子讲不可以，这个不可以，不可以，你会发现你准备，他一定做不到。他做不到，如果真的认真的去做呢，他一定会发现做不到的时候，你怎么办呢？你就告诉孩子你做不到，我也做不到，我们没有人能够做到，我们求耶稣救我们吧。And
so in parenting classes, I tell parents that if you've set down these laws for your children and they cannot do it, and they are genuinely trying, at that point and when they come to tell you I can't do it, you say to them, neither can I. And that's when we point them to Christ and say, we need God's help.
其实我们的教养儿童最重要就是等那一刻。
And the truth is, as parents, that is that one moment that we're all waiting for.
我们就盼看孩子，如果他很认真去遵行神的话的时候，他发现他真的没有办法达到的时候呢，我们盼望我们就在那里能够劝导他来到十字架的面前，承认自己是罪人，做不到。 求耶稣拯救我，求他开恩，恩典就是他不配有的恩典赐给我们。And
as we take care of our children and we watch them, at some point we're waiting for that one moment where they come to us and tell us that they cannot follow our laws, and then we point them to Christ and say to them, We need the help of God.
所以在教养儿童跟我们今天所讲的是一模一样，我们给他很多 的这个律法是什么呢？是 的功用一模一样，让他知道他不可能靠自己得救，如果他可以的话呢，主耶稣就不用钉十字架，也不用降世为人。
So what's the point of us giving our children laws? It's so that they come to the realization that there is no way they can fulfill any of this, and because if they did, there was no need for Christ to come and no need for Christ to die.
所以摩西的律法的作用是什么呢？叫人知罪，而且呢，引导我们到耶稣基督的面前。
So the function and the purpose of the law reveal sin and point us to Christ.
那么我们继续看下去。
And we'll continue to look at.
所以这个摩西的律法是叫我们知罪，叫我们要摩西律法是要引我们到耶稣基督的面前。然后呢，如果我们达到这个目的呢，这个摩西的律法呢就已经完成了它应该有的作用。
So we've seen the unity of the law, we've seen the function, and we've seen also the purpose. And when indeed its purpose is fulfilled, it comes to the end of its usefulness.
所以我们就发现摩西的律法是暂时的。
And so we see that the law has a temporary nature.
它是暂时性的，它不是使律法不能够使我们称义，律法不能够使我们得救，它是做它应该做的工作。
The law cannot make the law cannot make us righteous. The law cannot save us. It is here temporarily to do what it needs to do.
所以当它完成了之后呢，我们得救之后呢，我们就会发现我们是在罪上在律法上死了，我们就不需要完成罪。
And when it does what it has done, what it needs to do, we realize, or we come to the point of realization that we've died to the law.
所以今天呢，我们说我们信了主之后呢，我们律法显出我们没有办法得救。我们来到耶稣基督面前，既然信了主之后呢，我们就在律法上死了。
And so we see that when we finally realize we can't fulfill the law, we come before the law and we die to the law.
所以我们信主的时候，我们就在律法上死了。
When we believe in Christ, we die in the law.
那么我们就脱离了律法。
We're released from the law.
就好像罗马书七章六节所说的。
Just like Romans 7:6 says.
那么而且呢，这六章十四节说，我们已经不在律法底下。
Romans 6:14 says we're no longer under law.
让我来给你看另外一节经文，在希伯来书里面，这些经文很严重。
Now I do want to show you another verse that's in Hebrews and it's very important.
那么这个律法呢，这个罗希伯来书有一节经文，他说先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉。先前的条例就是指律法，因为软弱无益，所以废掉。
Hebrews 7:18 tells us, for on the one hand, a former commandment referring to the law is set aside.Because of its weakness and uselessness.
所以这段圣经呢，其实很重要。但是呢，我要强调一件事情，中文的翻译太过重了。
This is a very important verse, but I do want to point out that the Chinese translation has gone a bit too far.
意思说，神的律法不是废掉，只是 set aside， 把它放开，它完成了它应该做的工作，把它挪开。
The Chinese translation suggests that it has been thrown away, but the English tells us that it has simply been set aside.
所以我们不是把神的律法丢掉，我们是说把神的律法他已经完成他的工作，神的律法完全一点一画都完成了，放在一边。现在我们是注重耶稣基督。
What this means is that God's law has fulfilled its purpose and is now put aside, and we now move on to another thing.
所以我们明白这个无义跟个软弱是什么意思呢？因为律法只是叫人知罪，律法不能够使人得称义。
Weakness and uselessness points to the fact that the law had its purpose and it cannot. It can only point people to sin. It cannot save or make them righteous.
那么刚才我们也给大家看到，这个废掉这个字太过重了，所以他说这个神主耶稣已经把这个律法的规条挪开拿走了。
We saw just now that in Ephesians 2:15 that the law was abolished.
那么不但是这样，刚才我们也看到说神的律法呢是渐渐的衰残就是使到它无用，归于无有。
We saw that God's law was made obsolete.
而且呢就是归于无有，就是已经不需要再注重在那个地方。
And as it was obsolete, it was ready to vanish away.
为什么 obsolete？ 说为什么？因为我们圣经里面还在希伯来书七章十九节说，原来律法一无所成，不是说它没有用，是不能够成就。
Why was it obsolete? Because it said in Hebrews 7:19 says, for the law had made nothing perfect. Not that it was useless, but it could not make a person righteous.
所以律法只是叫我们知罪，知罪之后怎么呢？没有办法，律法没有给我们答案。那个答案是在耶稣基督，所以要引进更美的指望。 就是指望我们进前到神面前，只有靠主耶稣才来到神的面前。The
law was limited in its purpose, and it could only point out sin, and it could not make us righteous. And so it points us to a better hope.
所以过以前的律法呢，有它的瑕疵，就是它不足的地方。And
so there were certain things that weren't adequate in the law.
所以呢，我们必须要知道律法已经完成它的工作。So
we know that the law had fulfilled its purpose.
所以现在呢，我们看到刚才稍微总结一下，我们看到律法的单一性就是完整性，我们看到律法的目的、功用，还有律法只是暂时性。And
so we've seen so far the unity of the law, the function of the law, its purpose, and the fact that it is temporary.
那么现在让我们来看看这个律法，因为它不能够完成那个工作，所以律法必须要有改变。Now
we see that because the law cannot complete a person's cannot save a person, it now needs a change in the law.
所以很多人说什么你可以改律法，你完全不能够改律法。
And the response might be, hang on, you're trying to change the law, you can't change the law.
我们没有改变律法。
We're not changing the law.
是圣经说那个律法要改变。
It's the Bible that says the law needs to be changed.
所以你看你的圣经在希伯来书7章12节说，祭司的职任既已更改，律法也必须什么更改。
Hebrews 7:12 says, when there is a change in the priesthood, there is necessarily a change in the law.
所以我的问题是，这段是不是圣经？
My question to you then is this the Bible?
如果这个是圣经，圣经就是这么教导的。
And if this is the Bible, then that's what the Bible teaches.
所以我们不能够来到神的面前说，我的神是这样，我的想法这样。不是的，我们不要有这个前设，我们不要有一个假设，不要有 presupposition， 就是我们来到。 主如果是这样做，我们就明白原来到底主为什么是这样。我们去明白圣经的意思。I
cannot come to the word of God and bring my own baggage. If that's what the law says, if that's what the word of God says, then we do not bring presuppositions into the word of God.
所以这样我们怎么样明白跟圣经其他的经文？主耶稣说：“莫想我来要废掉律法，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全，是什么意思呢？”
How then do we square this teaching with verses in the Bible such as Matthew 5:17, which the Lord himself said, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
所以主的意思是说，他来呢，其实所有的律法已经成全了，主耶稣为我们成全了，把它放开一边。现在主带一个更美的应许进来。Here's
what it means. It means that the law of God has been fulfilled, and it has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Now we have put that law aside, and we are looking to a greater hope.
所以在这个希伯来书，刚才我们看过很多次，我只是把它放在一起。那么我们讲到说，先前的条例就是律法，因为软弱无益就废掉。所以因为律法一无所成，就引进更美的指望，就是耶稣基督。So
we've seen these verses already. Now we're stringing them together. And it says, for on the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness. But the law made nothing perfect, but on the other hand, a better hope is introduced.
那么这个指望呢，就是指耶稣基督。而且你要知道呢，第二十节说，再者，耶稣为祭司并不是启示立的。第二十节。
This better hope is Jesus Christ. And in verse 20 it says, and it is not without an oath. For those who formerly became priests were made such without an oath.
如果你仔细看希伯来书，
if you look carefully at the book of Hebrews,
你知道耶稣基督成为祭司呢，其实是不合乎律法的，你知道吗？
You will notice that Jesus Christ becoming a priest is not in line with the law.
为什么呢？耶稣是从犹大的这个支派出来的。
Why? Because Jesus came from the tribe of Judah.
律法很清楚说，作为祭司必须是利未的支派。
The law is very clear that priests or the priestly tribe is Levi.
所以我们发现这个律法已经有改变了，因为神不要律法只是要做成这个工作。现在神要给我们更美的是通过启示立的，因为旧约的祭司不是启示立的，全部都是利未的支派，只有耶稣是启示立的。
And so we see that the law has already changed. The law had completed its purpose, fulfilled what it was here to fulfill, and now it has, now we're pointing to a better hope.
所以这个改变呢，是指说现在在律法以外，恩典已经临到了，是通过耶稣基督，我们才能够得救，是在恩典底下，而不在律法底下。
No longer are we under the law, we have moved out of that, and now we are under grace through our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且以前的祭司是每年都死的，但是耶稣基督是永远不死的，他成为永远的祭司。
Not only that, the priestly job was limited by the fact that priests would die. Our Lord is an eternal priest, and He is a priest forever.
所以我们看到这边，他的改变不是说改掉神的话语，是他已经换了一个新的系统 ，new system.
And it is not a changing of the letter or the word of the law, but it is now a new system.
我们讲这样，现在过去呢是看那个每一个字。 刻在石头上，现在呢，我们得救是靠内心，是通过圣灵带领我们来进入到神那边。
And here's how it's described in 2 Corinthians, that it is, we once were had the letter of the law delivered to us, and now we have that law written in our hearts.
而且呢，如果我们看哥林多后书第3章第7节讲到，那说那用字刻在石头是属死的字事。 而且是尚且有荣光，而且呢，何况那些是这个荣光在以色列的，大家知道在摩西面前从山上下来的时候，他有荣光，让人不能够静静看他。但是这个荣光呢，是会渐渐的退去。
2 Corinthians 3:7 says that if the ministry of death, which refers to the law carved in letters on stone, if it came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face, and if you remember, as Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he was glowing. Because of its glory, which was being brought to an end.
所以它渐渐退去的意思是指，在希腊文的意思是，它是没有作用的意思，它的荣光已经没有作用了。And
this means in the original language, to render inoperative.
所以这个旧约的这个律法呢，已经完成它应该做的事情，把它放在一边。The
Old Testament law had fulfilled its purpose and is now being set aside.
所以现在呢，我们怎么看基督徒呢？到底基督徒要不要守律法呢？
And so, how should we as Christians today view the law? Do we have to follow the law or not?
所以刚才我就给大家看了这么多经文，是证明一件事情。So
I've shown you so many verses. It is just to point to one thing.
我们基督徒不应该在圣经的教导里面呢，我们基督徒不在律法底下。
The Bible teaches us that Christians are no longer under the law.
就好像结婚的这个丈夫跟夫妻的关系，如果妻子丈夫死了，妻子就可以嫁给另外一个人。And
it is as Paul illustrated, like a husband and wife. And if the husband has died, the wife is free to remarry.
当她嫁给另外的人的时候，她不应该是怀念她第一个丈夫。But
when she remarries, she should not continue to think of her first husband.
我们今天很多基督徒都是这样，你主说我们已经这个律法已经在律法上死了，我们不应该回去律法。And
many of us are like that. The Lord tells us that we are dead to the law. We should not be returning to the law.
这样是不是说我们就没有律法呢？
But does that mean we are lawless?
这样是不是我们可以继续犯罪呢？
And can we go on sinning?
当然这个是不可以的。
Of course not.
所以我们这边碰到两个问题。
And so we are faced with two problems here.
一个就是基督徒里面圈子里面有一些人说我们一定要执守律法，所以他们很严格的执行律法。其实这个就变成律法主义。
And there are certain circles in Christendom where they are legalists and they say, no, we must follow the law.
而且他们很严谨的去执行每一个律法。
Not only that, they are very strict about following every single law.
这个变成法利赛人。
And this becomes Pharisee.
如果是这样的话呢，这样主耶稣的恩典就没有用了。And
if you do that, then you have wasted God's glory.
另外一派的人呢，就是反对律法，就是说我们完全没有法，就他们随便去犯罪。On
the other end of the spectrum are folks who don't give any heed to laws at all.
但是罗马书已经清楚告诉我们，基督徒已经不在律法底下，就不要犯罪。
But Romans is very clear that if you are no longer under the law, you've got to stop sinning.
所以我们这边看见一件事情，就是我们知道律法是好的，我们不是说律法不好，律法是好的，只是要用得合宜。
And so we see that in 1 Timothy 1:8 that the law is good if one uses it lawfully.
所以弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, we are no longer under the law.
不要说我们必须要守十诫,
do not say that we need to follow the Ten Commandments.
如果你要守十诫, 你就要把613条全部守齐。
If you want to follow 10 commandments, you have to follow 613 commandments.
所以如果你要守律法就守完整, 不然的话就全部不能守。
So if you want to do it, do all. If not, don't do it all.
就是我们是不是这样就没有律法, 我们可以犯罪, 当然是不可以。
So does that mean we are lawless and we can sin? The answer is no.
因为保罗自己说, 他说我们不在神的摩西的律法底下, 但是我们在
because Paul himself says, while we're no longer under the law of Moses, we are under the law of Christ.
那么加拉太书六章二节他说，他说我们如果彼此担当，互相担当呢，我们就完成基督的律法。原来基督也有一套律法。
He says in Galatians, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And now we see that Christ, in fact, has his own law.
那么我们在哥林多前书九章二节那边，他也提到，他说：“像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人；为要得没有律法的人，其实我们在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前，我们正在律法底下。”And
that explains Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:21, where he says, "To those outside the law, I became one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but being under the law of Christ."
是什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
其实我要跟大家讲。 旧约的律法已经完成它的作用，而且这个律法是好的。I
want to point out that the Old Testament laws have fulfilled its purpose, and that law was good.
那么我们已经不再守这个律法了。But
we do not follow that law anymore.
是不是我们可以犯罪呢
？Can we sin?
当然不可以。Of
course not.
因为主耶稣，我们现在是属于主的人，主是我的主人，像主所教导的，我都要听从。
Why? Because we are now God's people and God is our Lord and whatever He teaches, we should follow.
所以罗马书六章十三节那边讲到说，你是你听从谁，顺从谁，就做谁的这个仆人。 Who you obey, then you, he will be your master.
And that's why Romans 6:15 tells us that you are slaves of the one whom you obey.
什么意思呢？就是说我们是不守律法，但是主耶稣所教训我们所有的东西，我们都应该听从。
So yes, we put aside the old set of laws, but whatever Christ has taught us in the Bible, we must follow.
主说不要杀人,
the Lord says you cannot kill.
我们就不杀人,
then we cannot kill.
主说不要犯奸淫, 我们就不犯奸淫,
the Lord says we should not commit adultery and we shouldn't commit.
主说我们要彼此相爱, 我们就彼此相爱。
The Lord tells us that we need to love one another.
主讲什么,
so
我们都听从。
Whatever the Lord says, we follow.
所以就很清楚了, 我们不是受到旧约的限制, 我们完全听从主所讲的, 我都听从, 其实主所讲的, 很多时候呢, 跟旧约是相似的。
And so it's very clear, we're no longer following the law, we're no longer bound by it, we're following Christ and all His teachings. Although a lot of what He says is covered by the law.
但是我们不用去说到底要守这个不要守那个, 我们只要听从主所教的，我们就听从就对了。
But we don't have to go dissect the law and say what we need to follow and what we don't. As long as Christ has taught it, we follow.
而且呢，很重要的一点，在主的这个系统底下呢，主是有恩典的。
But most importantly, under this system that Christ has put in place, there is grace.
意思说，如果我偶然犯罪跌倒的时候呢，主有恩典，你马上悔改，你马上。 求主赦免，你是没有问题的。
What that means is, as Christians in our walk with God, we fall and we stumble and we sin every now and then. We get up, we repent, and we continue to walk, and the Lord does not hold that against us.
我们跟主的关系是仍旧是长远的。
Our relationship with Christ is a long-term relationship.
但是在旧约里面，你只要犯一错一条呢，你就应该是面对死罪的。
But rightfully in the Old Testament, as long as you have contravened one of those laws, you deserve death.
所以保罗很清楚说，只要我们跟谁服从谁，谁就是我们的主人。如果我们生命里面有圣灵的律，我们就是属圣灵的。如果我们继续犯罪呢，我们就等于是跟罪没有脱离关系。
And so Paul is very clear that we are the slaves of whoever we obey. And if we have the Spirit, then we obey the Lord. If we don't, if the law of sin and death is still in us, then we do not.
但是如果你仔细看起来，弟兄姐妹，主要的要求呢，其实是比旧约还高，不是跟旧约一样。
But brothers and sisters, if you look at it carefully, the fact is that the standards have not been lowered, but have been raised.
旧约教我们不能杀人，主教我们不能恨人。
The law tells us that you cannot kill. The Lord tells us that you cannot hate.
意思说他你如果恨一个人，就等于杀那个人。
Because as long as you've hated, you are akin to have killed that person.
旧约里面说不可以犯奸淫。
The Old Testament says you cannot commit adultery.
主耶稣叫我们不可以动淫念，想都不可以。
The Lord tells us you cannot even think about it.
所以到底我们是不是基督徒，是不是按在旧约底下 的律法底下呢？我说不是。
So are Christians under the law? I say no.
但是基督徒可以犯罪吗？不是。
But can Christians sin? No.
因为主耶稣是我的主人，所以我们所做的一切呢就要跟随主。因为主如果是我，他如果是我主人，我不跟从他就是不是我主人。如果我跟从他，听从他，他就是那个主人。
But Jesus is my Lord and I must follow him. Because if I don't follow my Lord, then he ceases to be my Lord.
所以这边呢，我们看到一件事情。
And so we see one thing over here.
所以今天我们看到基督徒应不应该守旧约的律法呢？
Should Christians keep the Old Testament laws?
我们认为旧约的律法呢，已经完成它应该有 的工作。
We've seen today that the Old Testament law had fulfilled its purpose.
整个旧约的律法是完整的，是有目的、有功用的，而且呢，它只是短暂的，它的功用已经完成了。完成之后呢，它有改变，而且呢，我们要看到它怎么样应用在我们的身上。
We've seen that the law is a single, united law, and that it has its purpose and its function, but also that its function and its purpose were temporary in nature. We've seen also that the law has changed.And now we see the proper use of the law as Christians.
所以今天呢，我们怎么样看这个旧约的律法呢？
How today then should we look at the Old Testament law?
第一，我们不是守律法。
First, we do not follow or keep the law.
因为圣经里面很清楚说，他已经这个 set aside， 把它已经完成他的工作。
The Bible is clear that it has completed its purpose and has been set aside.
但是呢，同时呢，圣经也很清楚告诉我们。旧约的作用是什么呢？是教导我们，来引导我们。
At the same time, the Bible is clear that the purpose of the Old Testament is to teach and to guide us.
是不是因为旧约的律法我们不用遵守，就把旧约丢掉不用读呢？
Does that mean that if the law has passed away, that we can put aside the entire Old Testament and not bother with it?
不是的。
No.
圣经其实我们很熟悉的一段经文就是提摩太后书三章十六节，他说圣经是神所默示的一教训，督责使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益处的。
You know this verse in 2 Timothy 3:16 All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction and for training in righteousness.
所以什么意思呢？这个旧约这个圣经呢，其实保罗在写这个提摩太后书的时候，他的圣经这两个字呢，是指旧约的那些圣经。
Now when Paul was writing the book of Timothy or the Second Timothy, when he says scripture, he's referring to the Old Testament.
所以旧约圣经对我们今天仍然有用，作为教导的工具。
And so it's clear to us that the Old Testament continues to be useful to us.
它可以教导我们，可以督责我们，可以使我们归正，可以教导我们学义。
It is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training.
你旧约让我们知道我们以前是怎么样来到新约。
The Old Testament shows us how we came into the New Testament.
而且旧约让我们知道有很多有关神的这个约跟神的本性。
And it also shows us a lot about God's character from His law.
所以从这个当中呢，我们还是需要回去读旧约，明白我们从哪里来。
And that means we need to continue to look into the Old Testament, understand the law, and see where we had come from.
所以今天我们跟大家讲这个有关新旧这个。基督徒跟旧约的这个关系，这个观念呢，其实不是我一个人，不是我想出来的。
Now, this relationship between Christians and the law is not simply my opinion.
这边有一个犹太人的一个神学家。
This theologian here is a Jew.
我很多的资料是从这边来的。
And a lot of my material has come from this.
他你去他的网站就可以看到，而且他有学校在纽约，有他有这个犹太人的学校。
And you'll find a lot of his materials online, and in fact he has a a school in New York.
他就告诉你从犹太人怎么样看，他是一个信主的基督徒，他从犹太人怎么样看旧约的律法，然后基督徒应该这个犹太人的基督徒怎么样来解读这个圣经，从这个角度去看，我们就学了很多的功课。
A large part of his study is to teach people how Jews view the Old Testament laws and how Christian Jews now should treat the law.
而且他也写了这个有一些末世论啊，还有很多这个圣经的这个旧约的这个注释书 commentaries.
In fact, he has written about Revelations and the end times, and he's also written a lot about Old Testament.
所以很值得我们去看。
And so there's a lot of value in looking at this.
那么今天我们讲的经文是什么？是回到罗马书第六章第七章一到六节。
So today we covered Romans chapter 7 verses 1 to 6.
所以我们讲了这么多，就是要解释到底基督徒是不是在律法底下，意思说基督徒是不是真的脱离了律法。
After all that's been said and done, what we really wanted to find out is, should the Christian keep the law? Has the Christian been released from the law?
所以我让你知道，圣经很清楚说我们已经脱离了律法，律法不能够管我们，这样为什么我们还在守律法呢？
And we've been very clear about the fact that we've been released from the law. No longer are we bound by it. And so then, should the Christian continue to follow it or keep it?
当然，我们不应该继续守旧约的律法，但是我们是遵守，我们守主耶稣的给我们的教训。
No, we do not keep the old law, but we keep Christ's law.
所以我们的应用，神学上面的应用是什么呢？
So what then is the theological implication?
让我们来看这个最后一节。
Let us look at one last verse.
就是罗马书第六章第七章第六节，他说：“但是呢，我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，我们就脱离了律法。为什么呢？好让我们去服侍主，按着心灵的新样，不按着义文的旧样。”
There's a verse in today's passage in verse 6 that says, "But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive." So that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code.
所以虽然我们不在律法底下呢，我们现在不律法不是我们的主，罪不是我们的主。虽然我们的主人是主耶稣基督，我们就顺服主耶稣基督。
While law and sin no longer have dominion in our lives, our Lord now is Jesus Christ, and we follow Jesus Christ.
所以我们有新的样式。
And so we have a new way of life.
怎么样有新的样式呢？就是下一次我们要讲。
How is that? What does that life look like?That's for next week.
所以今天我们告诉大家，基督徒有服事的自由，但是没有犯罪的自由。
Today, what we want to say is Christian freedom is freedom to serve, not freedom to sin.
所以我们作为基督徒，你请问你是主的奴隶，是罪的奴隶还是义的奴隶？
Are you slaves of sin or slaves of righteousness?
你顺从谁，就证明谁是你的主人。
And who you obey.Shows who your master is.
让我们做，请庆浩弟兄做结束的祷告。
So let us close in prayer. Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this, the implications of this passage. We thank you, Lord, for the grace that has been extended to us out of no merit of our own, Lord. We know that this grace is unmerited favor.Father, I pray that you help us to impress this upon our hearts, just what it means and the privilege, Lord, that we have as we stand in this grace here today if we know you. We thank you, Lord, that we now no longer are beholden to and guarded and bound by the law. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us to an understanding of our sin through the law. And we pray now, Lord, that as we have this new life, that you would help us to serve you, that you would help us to live for you. We pray even for those who may not know you yet, Lord, that, Lord, you would renew their hearts and their minds, that they would come to faith, they would believe, they would repent of their sin, and that they too can be recipients of this grace. We thank you, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.